Sam, as we think about the responses that come after terror attacks like this, we've seen so many in the recent days, and we expect that there will be more. I think that it is important that we realize the different roles that God has for different ones of us, for those, for example, in our civil authorities or our government, as well as the role of those in our church authority, our pastors, American Pastors Network, we deal with that. But as well as our families and our individual Christians, how we should respond in the days in which we live. For example, the role that I have as a pastor and a citizen here in Pennsylvania is different than the role that you were given, Sam, while you were a legislator writing our laws in Pennsylvania for almost 2 decades. So could you maybe distinguish for us the difference between these different roles that God has given?
Isaac would be glad to do that, and I think you raise a very, very good, I guess, a point of delineation here. It's very little understood. As I travel the world, I talk to pastors, I talk to those in civil government, parents. I find one of the greatest lack of instruction, I think, is in the area of what I would call jurisdiction. Now, that's a jurisdiction's kind of a legal term, but really what it means is areas of responsibility. And I'll go here with it just to answer your first question as simply as I can. When God laid out the framework for society, for the world, after creation, he created mankind, he laid out a plan for how society would best function. God established certain key authority structures. One starts right with the individual. Every individual has an obligation. No one can answer for you but you, Isaac. I answer for myself. Every person answers by themselves. That is one. That's called a citizen. That's called an individual, whatever that be. Then God established the family, father, mother, children. The family is the bedrock of society, which strong families, strong nations, weak families, weak nations. I think that's understood by most. Then God established the structure of civil government, that which operates out there to keep order in society. Romans 13 talks about that. Then God established church government, meaning there's a structure within the church that is to govern itself. And each of these jurisdictions, Isaac, work in a complementary fashion. That's not understood. That simple thought is not understood by most. What I mean by that is this: the individual has certain responsibilities for which the family can't answer for the individual. Individual doesn't answer for the family, not for the government, not for the church, any. Civil government has its areas of responsibility, which is to keep the peace, enact justice, promote those that are doing well, punish those who do evil. The church has the responsibility of equipping people to be saints, carrying out the gospel, witnessing to those who don't yet know Christ. Families have a responsibility to have children, raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, teach them their duties in society. When these work together, Isaac, there is no conflict. But when government attempts to do the role of the church or do the role of the family, there is conflict. And it's in some of this area relative to this matter of terrorism, where the government is actually trying to do the church's role, or the church is trying to do the government's role. This is where a lot of the conflict occurs.